Book of Job, Chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and this man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and abstained from evil. And there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his substance was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and very many servants. And this man was greater than all the children of the east. And his sons went and made a feast in the house of each one on his day. And they sent and invited their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of the feasting were gone about, that Job sent and hallowed them. And he rose up early in the morning and offered up burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before Jehovah, and Satan came also among them. And Jehovah said to Satan, "Whence comest thou?" And Satan answered Jehovah and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And Jehovah said to Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and abstaineth from evil?" And Satan answered Jehovah and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is spread abroad in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and see if he will not curse thee to thy face." And Jehovah said to Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy hand. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of Jehovah. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their brother, the firstborn. And there came a messenger to Job, saying, "The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them, and they of Sheba fell upon them and took them, and the servants have they smitten with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped, alone, to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven, and burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped, alone, to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans made 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and took them, and the servants have they smitten with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped, alone, to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their brother, the firstborn. And behold, there came a great wind from over the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they died. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." And Job rose up and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Jehovah gave, and Jehovah hath taken away. Blessed be the name of Jehovah." In all this, Job sinned not, nor ascribed anything unseemly to God.